Welcome to the second station. As you travel through this exhibit, we hope that you will take time to observe and meditate on the objects displayed at each station. At future stations, you may take time to consider the artwork and objects before starting the CD. But for now, press the pause button and take a look around at the station. When you are ready to go on, press the play button. We will end each station with a written prayer. When the prayer is over, you may move on to the next station or stay for further reflection, meditation, and prayer.
John 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
High Council by R.S. Condit. He looked down at his feet as conversation dragged. His father sat quietly, looking across the universe. "Is there no other way?" the son appealed, as if to a third party. The silence seemed to stab at his hands and feet, while his chest contained a nauseating ache. "It is not the pain so much as leaving you." The father shifted his eyes toward his sons and imparted, "I know, but you are aware of the weight of love already poured out on them. Now the work must be finished." The son muttered through the tears, "I will go, but promise you will never leave me." Silence ruled again until finally, crushed by an embrace that shook both heaven and earth, the father sobbing loudest.
Just as this exhibit was planned well in advance of this week, so Jesus' passion was planned before the creation of the universe. In a world that often seems wild and uncontrollable, it is good to know that God is in control and works to make visible his loving purposes. Please pray with us this prayer written by Robert Rodenmeyer, a 20th century American Episcopal priest.
O God of interstellar space, in whose sight a thousand years are as an evening gone, enlarge our horizons, we beg you, that we may behold your majesty in all your works and know your lordship in all your ways.